Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 30. Today we have D2 Strug Life with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any other music.
This is D2 Strug Life. You are now listening to the Mac and Nelly podcast, powered by the Digital Soapbox Network. Tap in.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me? Shit. I always... Hey,
episode 30. DJ,
damn it. I'm so ready. Okay.
Here we go.
Shout out to the Seahawks. They obviously have a game today.
Because our producer is here.
We got to give you a hard time, folks.
Every time.
Because you're hilarious.
Can we get some tickets, nigga? Damn. We want to go. Shit.
So parking was crazy.
Cause
today.
Look, I got off the freeway on that Dearborn exit, and I was like, okay, we're not home today. No, we're not home. So I pulled down and I seen the fireworks. I said, shit, we home.
We gotta do better at scheduling.
I ain't know nothing about no game. I was standing outside. All I heard was. I knew there was a game.
You know, it gets loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's loud. That was not Nelly's phone this time.
I always drop my phone, so when someone else drops, I'm like, oh, hey.
Man, this one.
Nelly. Been through some shit, back. Huh?
Oh, it done been through some things.
We got D2 Strug Life with us, you guys.
Strug music.
Hey, and we have Max Brothers here.
Hey, like,
what's going on?
That's what we're gonna call you. Little bro.
Max bro.
Max little bro. I ain't nobody. We here for D2.
Little Bruiser.
That's big brody right there though. Yeah, man. You know how we coming.
Too funny. No.
Hey, so I was on Facebook the other day, and there was this video clip of this basketball coach like cussing out this player. And it was crazy. He was like, I'll send your dumb retarded ass back to Haiti. I'ma fuck you in the ass and da-da-da-da-da.
Damn,
and all this crazy shit, bro. Like, it was wild, bro.
See, that's out of pocket.
It was out of pocket.
That like, is so random.
I don't know if the coach knew. I mean, of course he didn't know the that's kid was recording him, but nigga. That nigga about to get in some trouble for that shit.
Damn. Did he deserve it?
I don't know if he deserved it. Well, the kid was trying to tell him, I'm finna transfer.
Oh, you know?
I guess the year before, he had averaged like 26 a game.
So he was just
some of my all this sense and shit. But he was just mad because he was finna lose a good player. And he just went the fuck in. Hopefully we can find the clip. We'll put it in.
He was an AAU in high school. It was AAU.
It was like it was one of them high schools, one of them charter schools.
Oh, okay.
November 6th is election day, right? Is this Tuesday? Are you guys voting? By the time this comes out,
nigga should have
passed. But yeah, hopefully everyone's voting. Poe put R.I.P. Mac Miller on here. Did he die again? Was there just a funeral or something?
Let me vote. Nothing.
R.I.P.
You said you can't
again.
Vote? I thought, were you a felon? I thought felons could vote in Washington State.
I can't vote.
Okay.
I'm on community custody.
Okay. Yeah, you got to remember to talk in the mic. Yeah. Remember to talk.
Oh, yeah. Talking the mic.
He put Lakers on here, of course. You know, it's just did they beat Portland?
They beat the Blazers last. So these niggas, this is the thing about the Lakers. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
The addition of LeBron is huge.
Right.
They score a lot of points, like 120 a game. Mm-hmm. These niggas will have a 20-point lead. And then win
it.
By four.
Right.
Or win by one. Or lose by one.
Right.
Like, their points, I've seen a stat. Their points per game is 120.1. Or 120 on a dot. And their points they give up is 120.1.
What the fuck? So are they not playing defense?
They don't play good defense on the second string. They don't play good transition defense. And when JaVale's not in the game, they aren't a good rebounding team.
Right, and shout out to JaVale. I think he's averaging like 18.
JaVale's hooping.
Yeah.
Shacked in the food no more.
Hey. Oh,
crazy.
No, he's literally shacked in the food out because he's going in. That nigga. I'm so happy for JaVale.
Good.
I fuck with JaVale.
Anything else that happened this week that we want to talk about?
Shit, I just been eating all my kids' candy from Halloween.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure it's safe.
You know, you got to. You got to.
Making sure it's safe.
I'd rather me die. I done lived a little life.
Might be a needle or something.
You know?
I did the bodyguard for Halloween. I don't know.
I seen it. I fucked it.
That shit was classic. We did well.
That shit was dope. You did that shit. I never dressed up for Halloween since a kid, so.
Yeah, I hadn't. I don't know if I could.
I've
always had this thing where I wanted to be Slick Rick for Halloween, but I've just never done it.
Do it. So next year, I want to have a karaoke Halloween party, and you have to dress up as the person who you're going to perform as. You know
I'm coming as.
So you can do Slick Rick. And do a song. Definitely. Oh, you're doing Biggie.
No, I'm coming. Some say sex X make the sex spec. Tacular.
Oh, my God. So I think that would be hella fun.
Yeah, we're doing that. Let's
all right,
that.
McAnally presents. All right, so it's time. Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time. Oh, my goodness. So Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Back at it. Nicki has a super popular radio show called Queen Radio on Apple Music, and for the show's 10th installment, she again addressed her long simmering feud with rap's other most successful woman, Cardi B, setting the internet. What? There's a word missing there.
Ablaze.
Right, on fire. I don't talk like this, y'all. I don't really know. Okay. So basically, when speaking on the fight during NYFW, what is that, New York's Fashion Week, she went on to say, Rob really, really beat Cardi's ass bad. Rob beat you so bad that I was mad at Rob. You went home and told people security hit you, and we let that ride for legal reasons. Anybody that want to pull up on surveillance footage, I will give you $100,000. The minute Rob let your head up, I saw the knot on your head. So Cardi responded by saying, you lie so much you can't keep up with your fucking lies. Cardi said, first you say you got the footage, but then you say you want to pay somebody 100 racks if they give you the footage. Yo, makes sense when you're talking. Okay. The footage she's referring to is unseen CCTV footage of the pair's confrontation at New York Fashion Week. So, Nicki's being hella corny to me with all this.
See, Nicki is... on the top. Well, I don't know now, but she's been on the top. She ain't really had no rivals. You know, she ain't really had nobody really challenge her position.
I mean, there was Remy. That situation. Well, you already know how I feel about the situation, because ain't nobody talking about fucking Remy Ma anymore.
Right, all these fans
that were supposedly, oh, we love Remy.
Remy was like a challenge for the time. She was like a challenge to her overall spot.
Oh, no.
As the queen
of
hip-hop.
As Cardi is becoming.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think Nicki has that security in her own position to just let the shit ride and just.
So you think it,
like a nigga like Drake, you know, there's only so many people that have come at Drake and he just don't say shit.
Yeah, he'll be like, I'm not even gonna.
He don't
that.
Need to.
So right. She had more of a welcome back than a comeback. Because if it was that didn't last that long.
I feel like. I'm just saying she's being corny. Like, you didn't fight nobody. You didn't do shit, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Cardi's funny. She went to... I watched her whole 8 minutes of her... I don't know if it was Snap or IG where she
live,
just went off.
IG, yeah.
But, I mean, I feel her. I didn't think she was saying anything. I don't know.
I think Cardi would be best served just to leave it alone. Because, obviously, Nicki needs to keep bringing it back up. You know what I'm saying?
Cardi just keeps being successful and just keeps doing her thing. She's
but at the same time, that's Cardi. She's going to react.
Yeah, because why not?
She's going to react.
Anyways.
I think they both in on this shit together.
You said what?
I think rap beef is all... Aside from a couple rap beefs, I think most of this shit is...
It's publicity stunt.
Come on, man.
Whatever. It's just funny though, everyone's hella funny into the Cardi beef and Nicki Minaj beef, and they were beefing with bitches like right in Seattle and won't say shit. Worry about your own beef. Anyways, all right, 50 Cent reportedly is working on a Power spinoff. Not only has he been swamped directing the 6th season of Power, but he's also just announced that he has a Power spinoff on the way, and it will be a prequel influenced by the late 1980s. 50 posts on Instagram. My power spinoff is so crazy. I'm doing the prequel. Wait till you see this shit. TGE influenced the golden era. Southside, we outside, 1988. Boom. He wrote on Instagram. Whatever the fuck that means. If you guys think Kanan was crazy, wait till you meet the guys he came up under. He also signed his own four-year, $150 million deal to develop premium content by the growing cable channel through his production company, G-Unit Film and Television. I didn't realize that he's a crazy businessman.
This nigga, wow. 50 is a mogul.
Yeah, he's a fucking crazy businessman. I mean, I knew that because he was, when he stopped rapping and he kind of was doing like the vitamin water, right, or whatever, you know, but damn, he's really doing it. Show creator Courtney Kemp previously explained that there will be more than one spinoff when she took to Instagram saying, spinoffs coming at ya. Anyways, that is exciting.
I'm gonna fuck with it on top. I'm watching it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. So they're gonna base it back in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. So Kanan will be, he'll be in it. 50 will be, yeah, in it. He's so funny. Kanan, 50 wishes he was Kanan in real life. He wants to be Kanan so bad.
That's like his, like, alter ego.
Yeah. He's,
that's who he was in Get Rich or Die Trying the movie.
He's the most to me, but I fuck with power. I don't see why I wouldn't be bad at all.
Man, shout out to 50 Cent, dog. I wish we can get 50 on the show.
That would be dope. Michael Jordan donated millions to a nonprofit. Soon after investing in esports, Michael Jordan is making another sizable investment, this time in the nonprofit sector. The NBA legend announced that he's giving millions to Friends of the Children, whose national mission is to break the cycle of generational poverty. Jordan's investment helped Friends of Children reach its $25 million fundraising goal. A reason on why he felt he should donate, what stood out to me about Friends of the Children was that they employ and train their mentors and that they commit to every child for 12 and a half years. That's cool. He said that per the journal. That dedication is important to me. My mentors believed in me and taught me the power of perseverance. I want youth in Friends of the Children to see that they have the same potential. Everyone says that Jordan never looks out for the black community. Is this a step in the right direction or just a PR move? Yeah, what does he need to be a PR for, though? Like,
nigga, my thing with Michael Jordan is he does look out for the black community. I feel
he's
like
keeping us fitted. I'm just kidding.
For sure. But I did a little more research. I did a little more research into Jordan. And Jordan has, Jordan has the most black people in power and within his companies than any business.
Really?
In America. Like, talking about black CEOs, black presidents.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Jordan does his part. It's just not what niggas feel like. Niggas always feel like they can spend somebody's money better than him.
Handing out
turkeys in a U-Haul truck. Like, man.
No,
shut up, dog. What the fuck? What the fuck is this? What more can you do? Like, there's niggas that think LeBron could do more. Like, this nigga LeBron made a whole school. Niggas be like, oh, yeah.
He's been sending niggas to college.
He didn't even pay for it.
He's been sending niggas to college.
Right. Like, so Jordan does what he needs to do, man. Yeah.
It's just a lot of rumors because they're like, well, he invests in the prison system. And you really don't know. Those are private.
Right.
That's not public information.
But it ended up being a white dude named, right, Michael Jordan.
That's what I was just about to say. A lot of niggas still, right, think he invests in private
prison. Shit.
I did too. I was like, this nigga Jordan, bitch. What the fuck?
But look at, I still don't know. I don't know.
It could be true that he's still,
I don't know.
He could have a white man take the fall. Just take the fall, nigga.
There are hella prisons.
I'm gonna just hand you these. I'm gonna hand you $5 million, niggas. You nigga that invested in the prisons. Okay. That's
real,
crazy.
Because niggas is mad. Anyway, that's fucking tea time.
Tell the Jordan. Tell that nigga to get Kimba some fucking help.
But you know what? That's good for Jordan. Shout out to Jordan.
That's get Kimba nice. Some it's help.
Like who?
Kimba Walker needs help.
A lot of help.
He needs help.
All right. Sleeper song. So I'm gonna play something off of the LMA.
I still ain't slapped that album, but I remember you telling me it was good.
It's Dangerous by LMA. I know the risk in love that makes this dangerous. I still want all of you. You got me so wrapped up. What if we're saving love? That's dangerous. Something about this feeling so familiar. It's like I'm looking at myself in the mirror. You put the pieces of my heart back together.
Sun, forget the past, what's done is done. Please know that you're the only one. You jump, I jump, it's all for love. I'm like the bullet to your gun. Still feels like we've just begun. Oh, this could be dangerous. Oh,
dangerous.
There's no one else I trust.
I like her music, but her, I don't know if I like really like her voice. Right. She kind of sound like A. Marie a little bit to me, kind of.
Yeah.
She kind of got a little A. Marie vibe.
A. Marie, would even know her what she sounded like?
Cause she had that. So many things I'm going through. So much that I want to move.
Anyways.
Where's she from? London or something?
She's dope though.
She's like British or something.
She got them. She got lyrics. She got the melodies.
Got lyrics for days.
She's dope. Yeah.
She's nice.
I was vibing to it. It got me feeling some kind of way.
Right.
I'm finna slap.
Yeah. Hey.
Stop playing with her.
Exactly.
So my sleeper is Roddy Ricch. Every Season.
I just been balling out every season. Know it's some niggas I left in the bleachers. I just been married to Double Cup. I gotta pull me a four inside another liter. Tie up the bands and then run it up. I gotta put the new bells inside of the freezer. Back at the trap, I was ducking them people. Ducking the birds, sending out them eagles. All of my diamonds gon' bust out the meter. I'm dripping water, nigga, Aquafina. Damn, that bitch capping if she think I need her. Hit her one time and then I gotta leave her. I'm a real street nigga. Gotta keep it a rack with my people. Turn a whole squad to bosses. I can't be kicking shit like I'm Adidas. Young nigga pulling up inside the Bentley truck. I just be popping shit like hot grease. I'm in my dad sitting at the trap, about to call the plug, got a cop three. Looked up the Pablo Escobar, Money Meech and Chapo, that's my top three. Bitch, I was serving the sidewalk, then I copped the drop, hopped in the street. You can't name a young nigga that's hot as me. All my niggas do murders and robbery. Got about 20 racks in a robbing jean. Niggas thinking I won off the lottery. When I hop in the push start with the pounds, niggas know that it ain't no stopping me. Out of town, champ like Mayweather, got a new crib off the boxing ring. Put the new 4G autos on the Jeep, run up 30 in a week. I just fuck her, I don't keep. 45 under the pillow, 45,000 in the sheets. I want the bag, nigga. I can't chase no hoe if I know she ain't married to me. Bitch, I done got this shit up out the street. Red gut, period, blood on my seat. I just been ballin' out every season. Know it's some niggas I left in the bleachers. I just been married to Double Cup. I gotta pull me a four inside another liter. Tie up the bands and then run it up. I gotta put the new bells inside of the freezer. Back at the trap, I was ducking them people. Ducking the birds, sending out them eagles. All of my diamonds gon' bust out the meter. I'm dripping water, nigga, Aquafina. Damn, that bitch capping if she think I need her. Hit her one time and then I gotta leave her. I'm a real street nigga. Gotta keep it
in my feet.
Hey. I like that.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
I like that
Roddy Ricch, man.
You say he's from LA?
I think so. If I'm not mistaken, I think
Cali,
so.
Cali, something like that.
Don't quote me on that.
All right, well. We It's guest time. You ready, Mac?
As ready as I'll ever be.
We got D2 Strug Life with us.
What's up, Strug?
So what's Strug music?
Strug music. Strug music is it's a struggle. It's me. You feel me? I come from it. I'm trying to make it out the struggle. You feel me? Strug life. You know. I endure it, pushing me to go harder. I done been through a whole lot of things. Let me get up on this mic. You feel me? I done been through a whole lot of things. You feel me? And so have a lot more of us.
Right.
Man, we got a whole lot going on here. We switch the lighter to what? Come right. on. Okay. Which here, man.
So who's a part of that? Is it a group?
Strug Music right mm-hmm. now. It's not a group, you know. I'm an independent artist, but you know, there's just people on the team and there's people that believe in me. You know, my family's Strug Music. They're Strug Life.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you know you love your struggle, and you come from this struggle, Strug Life. You know, you're Strug Life.
Yeah.
Everybody could be Strug Life. You feel me?
I seen you for the first time at the Say Cheese event, and I was with my dude, and he's like, "Ooh, I like him," right? And I'm like, "Oh yeah, different, sound different." And then Sean Kong gets on afterwards and is like, "Oh yeah, I like him too." So that was cool.
Sean Cotton.
And so,
shout out to Sean Cotton.
Yeah.
How you feeling after that night? Cause you got some love. You got some love that night.
I feel like it was definitely worth it. I definitely appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Shout out my guy Weez. Next to me, much love all the way. You feel me? What's for understood sure, don't even need sure. to be explained.
We ain't gotta speak on that.
Come on, but yeah, that was. I feel like that
I
was.
Thought a that was good.
Nigga,
I think
don't
that was
tell me,
good.
Nigga, get your props, nigga. You already trying to be the most humblest, coolest nigga ever in the world. And shit.
Reason,
the fuck, nigga? You better get your love. You better get your flowers while you can smell them, nigga.
Nah, and everything. I mean, I just talk to him, but you know, he told me he was trying to do this music shit. At first, I didn't even believe him because he didn't have a platform yet. He didn't have no music.
I ran into bro. I had just got out. Like, it was like I was probably only out for like 3 weeks.
Facts.
I ran into bro at Safeway on a Humbug.
Facts.
The power was out in the whole city, matter of fact. Everybody's lights was off and shit.
So it was apocalypse time at the Safeway.
Yeah,
niggas was getting water and beans and shit.
How long ago was this?
This was
probably a couple months.
Like 9 months ago.
Okay, okay.
This was a while ago.
8 months ago.
But yeah, I seen him. He was telling me, you know, he wanted to do this music shit. And I didn't believe him at first. And then I heard his music. So once I finally heard his shit, I was just like, you know, it was just different. It didn't sound like nobody else. So off the rip, I just started sharing his music and doing all that. And then Say Cheese came around and I threw the nigga a little bit of bread to put him on the show.
Right.
To do his thing. And then, shit, he did what he had to do after that. He took care of business.
I thought that was a good really investment. Good. That was a great investment.
Period.
That was nice. Love.
That's just how we build, nigga. That's my little brother, man.
Yeah, nah,
you see something, you believe in it, man.
Hey, it's crazy. And that's from a nigga that just believed in me. You feel me? We wasn't ass. Together, nigga, every day. Nigga,
come on, man.
Nigga, none of that, man. Nigga, I know this nigga though. You feel me? From back in the day when
niggas,
I was
back in high school, we had a studio class together, and that's how I knew he could sing, and I knew, you know, he was into the music and shit like that, but I hadn't seen him for a while because he was booked. Then when he got out, yeah, running to him at Safeway, yeah, I'm doing this music shit. All right, show me something. He came with it. And he's
into the nigga's eyes and know, okay, he's really about it. He's been trying to go get it.
Yeah.
So what were you locked up for?
Yeah, some ignorance.
Okay, had to ask. You know, my ass. Keep talking about getting out. Stupid shit.
I learned from it though. I'm trying to. I do music.
Good. So how long have you been rapping?
Since I was like 15, 16. I used to play with it when I was a little kid, but I took it all the way serious. Mm-hmm. Now, you feel me?
How
I really start, you feel me, being confident in my rapping skills at like 16.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 22.
Oh,
you only 22.
That's so cute.
You only 22?
Yeah, bro.
How old are you?
Damn.
You.
Me?
Oh, I'm 26.
Okay. Yeah, look at you.
Because we used to be at the lighthouse.
Niggas been old, niggas.
Yeah, we used to be at the lighthouse. Yeah, okay, so yeah.
You niggas been old.
Right.
Hey, been old. Some of the most legendary
I'm
31.
I'm old.
Right.
Niggas can't deny that.
26 is still baby.
Man, I'm creeping on that 30, man. It's getting scary.
Man, I'm 30 next year. Shut up.
I'm about to be 30, too. I can't wait. Look.
So we saw on the
I'm
inside.
23 in March.
You saw what?
Is it 23 in March?
That's so young.
Young.
Well, good. That's good. Yeah.
I love being young.
Yeah, no. Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not hella old.
Mm-hmm. So you one of them niggas that was, you was booked and you came out the joint with 30 round books just ready to go. I know you had to be in there right and getting it in, man. Come on,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. It was like a must, bro. I had to. But what happened was, bro, shout out my dad, bro. You feel me? That's my manager, bro. You feel me? We got a business called the Mobile Ball Guys. You can look that up. We're everywhere. MobileBallGuys.com.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
What do you guys do?
Yeah, I also got a website, d2struglife.com. Follow my Instagram, at d2struglife, Twitter, all that.
All that shit.
Man, I was spitting it to him in the car, and then he just went crazy, because he had never heard me rap, you feel me? And it's been years I've been rapping already, and he had never heard me. I never really, you feel me, had... Because I didn't know how he was going to take it, really, you know? So I was just... Everybody else knew, you feel me? Everybody's like, damn, you're gonna make it. Just keep rapping.
Right.
Everybody's pumping me up, you feel me? So I'm like, man, I gotta tell him now because I'm going full throttle with this shit. So I'm gonna show him this shit. I don't care what he's talking about, you feel me? And so I showed him, and then he just went crazy and started putting his marketing skills and networking that he got into that. He started putting his full effort into it, and we were both putting our full effort into it, and now... You feel me? I got what I got now, and I have what I have now. You feel me? I'm working, you feel me, busting my ass to invest into this music because you have to.
Yep.
Or else it's not going to even
No one else,
down,
yeah.
You know?
You got to invest in yourself.
Yeah, especially when you're just starting being an indie artist. So.
No, definitely. But, so you're from Seattle?
Yeah, I'm from Seattle. I'm from the Central District.
Okay.
I've lived around everywhere, though. You feel me? I've lived all over.
Mm-hmm.
As we all have.
You feel me?
I feel like we all have a base home.
Yeah,
and then everybody
lived
everywhere.
Here, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Most or some of us.
Niggas know about that gentrification.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gentrification. Can't get away.
With no man.
Come on.
Yeah. And I was the opposite because I grew up on 20th and Union, 92 20th Avenue, right? But when we moved out of that neighborhood, my dad still stayed like Beacon Hill. He was always still like in Seattle.
Right.
But my mom moved to Shoreline, which is different because a lot of people move south. So I never did Tacoma. I was never Kent, Federal Way.
Yeah. Either way, you were still Seattle. Seattle.
I was Shoreline. Yeah, I was short. No, I was like Shoreline School District.
Oh,
you know, not Northgate. I'm talking about Shoreline, a whole nother, another city. So she just switched it up. She just went the other way.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Man, that was my mom would have went there. Damn.
Right,
now
way.
I think about it.
You know, I wasn't
North
far
Hill
from,
to be good.
I wasn't far from Ingram.
Nigga went with the Ingram, Nathan Hale.
Right, Nathan Hale, exactly. Exactly.
Been good.
So, yeah.
I went to schools all over the motherfucking place.
Yeah, I never did really been south like that. South.
Man, kids cool, man. You guys need to stop hating on them. My East Hill niggas, bro.
A lot of the niggas that talk shit about Kent was out there trying to pick up the underage beaches, but I ain't gonna say nothing else. I'm gonna just go to sleep.
We're not talking about the false claiming kids that think, you know, they're from the CD that never lived there. Like, we're not talking about those ones. There's really some thorough guys out there. Like
Nigga 15, I'm from the CD.
There isn't 15. Even no CD. Right?
Shut up, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
They're stupid.
If you never lived in Seattle, it's not good.
We're not talking about those.
So what's your style, man? What artists do you think we could relate your music to, if any? Or so basically, what artist inspires you?
I don't know, bro. Cause I done heard a whole bunch of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I done heard Gates.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Cause they were saying the singing and stuff like that. You know,
I can see that.
Man.
You're really like.
No one.
I don't really hear no Gates, bro.
I
you really
to her.
Sing.
I see that. I say that.
Well, yeah.
I listen to her. I was listening to a lot of Chicago niggas for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You
feel me? Mm-hmm.
So.
Is it Chicago niggas that I like, or is it the Detroit niggas? I think it's the Detroit niggas that I like.
You like Detroit niggas.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Detroit niggas is dope, too, though.
Yeah, they got some good music.
I like them. Was that the first time you performed at the Sagey's?
I did 4 previous performances before
okay.
that.
Yeah. Are you nervous?
Nah, because now I just be, like, eager.
Okay.
It's an itch.
Like you want to...
It's an itch.
Especially when I get a good response.
Mm-hmm.
You can only be, like, you feel me?
Like,
when
yeah.
When somebody's pumping you up in something, you feel me, you're going to be like, hell yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So you're gonna want to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep going, keep going hard. Yeah.
Do you rehearse, or do you just go up there and do your thing?
I don't even be rehearsing, bro.
You got a song.
I don't even be rehearsing, but
from artist to artist, don't rehearse. But you gotta kind of get
doing shit in front of crowd.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm talking about, like you know how to stage rotation and the crowd work and shit like that, nigga.
Yeah,
that's it, man.
I already know these things because I've been in front of crowds, you feel me, entertaining, dancing, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, I remember you used to dance, nigga, yeah.
You feel me? That's just them, these ain't no secrets.
See, all the niggas have gigs. You guys be dancing.
Bro, niggas, I don't have any gigs.
But half the niggas do.
Not all. Some niggas think they're too hard to dance.
Oh, I'm not too hard to dance, though.
Some niggas think
they're too
hard to
dance,
you feel me?
Hey.
Weird nigga.
My 6'7" ass ain't finna be spinning around, throw the leg over.
Niggas done got too big.
I'm not doing
Please
none of that,
don't.
Bro.
Niggas done got too big.
I'm not doing none of that, bro. I got a two step.
I'm a giggle at it all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I might break her still, you feel me? I might break her still.
I might break her still.
I just might.
Is there any artist in Seattle that you wanna work with?
Yeah, most definitely.
That you haven't worked with already?
That I haven't worked with?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of niggas that I haven't worked with who I've been talking about working with, you feel me, since before I even got out, you feel me, when I was like 17, my bro, Mafi D, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Mafi Click.
Shout out Mafi.
You know, Soup. I'm going to work with Soup.
Yeah.
Frenchie. Shout out Huey P.
Hey, these are all our previous guests.
All these guys, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. X-Rated, Blaze. You feel me? It's a lot of... Then it's just a whole bunch of cats that just want to do music, like... But the main niggas, though. Shout out my nigga Vet.
Mm-hmm.
My brother G6, you feel me? Most of my Free Suite, you feel me? My nigga Spec. We all got shit coming, you feel me? Niggas just clicked up.
I'm excited. 2019 is going to be a good year for music for Seattle.
Niggas just tapped in, you feel me?
When you get some shows like set up already.
You feel me? Random rap music. Got a ride to have to listen to it. Shout out Make a Meals. You feel me?
You ever think about writing for people? Like artists, R&B artists? Shit like that?
I did a little bit of dibbing and dabbing in that before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I made a song with my sister a few years ago that we never ended up doing nothing with, but it's somewhere my nigga YKTMV got it. And I wrote something for her to sing the song. I like wrote the bridge and shit. So mm-hmm. And I wrote other little shit.
That shit's lucrative, man.
I think I don't be
I
like,
think you'll be
like,
able to do
I
that
just
shit.
Wanna write shit for people. I don't be thinking about like taking it seriously. I just wanna write for me, bro.
I feel you. That's how I am.
Do your shit first and then go in about all that shit out of later. Put yourself
that shit
first.
Get you some money.
Yeah,
what
but he can get his like focus on his shit first.
So what's up with this Seattle Sound Music Awards shit? I've been seeing your picture with it. What's going on with that?
Are you in that? Is that this month, right?
That's, man, unfortunately, you know, this is the first time I'm announcing it publicly, but that might not even be happening going down. I think that might be canceled.
Yeah.
Do some stuff that, you know, I'm not gonna discuss on here, but you know, it's just not going down. So whoever I've disappointed, you feel me, by letting you guys know that information, I apologize, but you know, it's not it don't stop no shit from selling. We're gonna keep this shit pushing and we got more shit coming anyway. More shows, other shows this month, so it's good.
Cool.
Stay tapped in.
Let us know what else you got going this month or coming up, upcoming projects, shows, whatever. And can I have one of those pepperoni sticks?
Right now we're pushing that LOE. Go tap into that LOE video on YouTube. Run that shit up. You feel me? Share that shit with everybody. You feel me?
Thanks.
As many times as you can. Share that shit. YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
LOE on YouTube, Apple Music, all that. Run all that up. Keep sharing it. We're trying to blow that shit up.
On your D2 Strug Life.
Yeah, D2 Strug Life. STRUGLIFE. Feel me? I got a project with Bass Kids that I'm, you know, still working on.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming.
And Bass Kids, that's a producer.
In between that, I got some little stuff.
Bass Kids is an entrepreneur.
I'm not going to let him know everything, but, you know.
He does a lot of different shit from what I know.
But he does produce, right?
He does produce.
Bass Kids does everything.
Okay.
Different type of shit.
Matter of fact, I think bro got a little, his own little studio coming himself, so.
Ooh, nice.
I'm gonna have to slide in there and fuck with Doggy.
Doggy. Shout That's why I need that. I need a story.
Bass Kids.
I didn't hear anything. Just smile. Shout out to D2.
So, we're gonna play some games with you. Ready? Ready? Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah, nigga, we about to play.
He said some games.
We about to play ID Clear War, nigga.
You guys did not see his face. He looked at me like, bitch, no, we're not.
Okay. Nigga, my eyes here. You need to play some games? That's how we get, niggas.
Okay. One gotta go. Ready? Powerade or Gatorade?
Powerade.
Ability to read or ability to write?
The ability to write.
Kobe or Shaq?
Shaq.
She likes you.
Shaq gotta go, right?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
One gotta go, Kobe or Shaq?
He said Shaq.
Nah, Kobe gotta go.
Kobe gotta go. Don't. You're keeping Shaq. Right? One gotta go. Ability to write gotta go.
Yeah.
And Power Ray gotta go.
Yeah.
And Kobe gotta go.
Yeah.
Cool. Instagram or Facebook? One gotta go. Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook's out of there.
Prince or Michael Jackson?
Prince is out of there.
Ezels or Catfish Corner?
Catfish Corner is out of there. Ezels was here first. You're gone.
Cinnamon Toast or Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch is out of there.
Jagged Edge or Jodeci?
Jodeci's out of there.
I don't know whose fucking song this is. Hold on, sorry.
Where are these questions going?
Don't worry about it. Kanye or Drake? One gotta go.
Kanye's out of there. He's the fuck out of there.
Excuse me.
Get the fuck up out of here.
Sick on you.
Whole cake ass nigga. Dog. He should have never even been there.
Sick on you.
Two other options.
No Kanye, no Drake.
Damn. Well, you can't say that. That's not how this works.
No, Kanye's gone.
Can we say like...
Damn, though.
After he got himself out of there.
Can we keep Kanye pre-graduation?
Let's say Kanye, after his mom died, gotta go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna keep blaming this as mom and dad.
Come on, man, that's traumatic. It's traumatizing.
Traumatic.
After his mom died.
Fuck that.
That nigga was a mama's boy.
Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Pizza Hut side.
Patron or Henny?
Patrol's out of there.
Back shots or missionary? Out of there. Which one? Out of there. Never again. Dang, every time.
Back shots gotta be gone because you're gonna be blasting hella early. You know you're supposed to say the back shots to the end. Please don't just start off with back shots. You start off with back shots. You're sick.
That missionary be right though too though.
Nah, missionary, you control the pace. It's good.
I'm not gonna engage in this conversation.
You niggas know what I'm talking about, nigga.
Definitely get the fuck back shots the fuck out of there, right?
You're blasting off the back shots. She's throwing it back.
Which one? Out of there.
And then not every bitch is gonna have enough
ass for that.
For, you know, to even be popping like that anyway. So I don't know.
You probably ain't gonna be fucking the type of bitches anyway because you ain't attracted to it. You're like, damn, I could only do back shots. I can't do with that bitch.
Thank God. But I don't like this one, bro.
Okay. Power or insecure? You know what that is? Their movie, their show. Do you watch Insecure?
Next.
Lion King or Toy Story? You're young. Do you know what these are? Do you know what Lion King and Toy Story are?
Come on now.
Because I feel like I was hella young when that came
out. Toy Story's out of there. I can't do Lion King like that.
I think I'm like probably... I probably like Lion King the least out of everyone I know. I'm not really too big on Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King's out
What the fuck?
Because you like Bambi.
Hold on. We got to take this music out. Ugh.
You like Bambi, huh?
Fuck no. Shout out, Thumper. Thumper was funny. Thumper. And the skunk thing. But fuck
Bambi,
you. I've
twice.
I've never seen Bambi.
If I have ever seen
I like Jungle Book. Jungle Book was cracking. And fucking Aladdin. And Beauty and the Beast. That's just me. I'm a female. But anyways, fuck you. Pancakes or waffles? One gotta go.
Pancakes.
Pancakes. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. Hillary Clinton? No, I'm gonna do that one. Fuck, marry, kill. Nicole Murphy, Jennifer Lopez, Lisa Ray. You know Nicole Murphy?
Do you know who these bitches are?
Kill Nicole Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And marry Lisa Ray.
And fuck J Lo.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
No, you gotta fuck her.
Oh yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, fuck her. Yeah. Okay. Fuck
I'm
me.
Too far gone. Oh God.
Kelly Rowland, Solange, Beyonce.
Wow. Solange is out of there.
Fuck, kill her.
Yeah, she's weird.
Uh-huh.
Mary Kelly Rowland and fuck Beyonce.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, this one's easy. Lauren London, Black China, Christina Milian.
Black China's out of there.
Yeah, kill that bitch.
Fuck Lauren London and marry Christina Milian.
Okay. I would have did the other way, probably.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Christina Milian is a typical lady.
I think I would have went with Lauren.
Yeah. No. You would have what? Married her?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Fucked Christina Milian.
No.
When I was younger, probably Christina, but no, Lauren.
She fucked with Weezy.
They both did, didn't they?
Look at, they both got a baby by.
No, they don't. Ain't she married to Dipsy?
They're not married.
Yes, they are.
Nah.
That's her. They got a baby. They're together.
They got a baby.
They're not married, though. We'll probably edit that out. That was extra. Okay. Would you rather? Would you rather always have ashy hands or chapped lips for the rest of your life?
Everybody lick their lips.
Look, I'm finna drink some water though with it. Right now. Nah, what the fuck?
Which one?
I'd rather have ashy hands, though.
Man, I hate when my hands are dry.
Then chapped lips for life?
Man, I know,
no
but...
way.
You can wear gloves.
Walk around like that, you feel me?
Walk around with dope-ass gloves on. Why you wear gloves? Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, it's about how I feel.
Don't you fucking
I don't know which one would annoy me more. Fuck
but
other
you can't
people.
Crack at a bitch with some dry-ass lips. Hey, how you doing?
Is this way? Fuck other people. I'm talking about how I would feel. I don't.
As a
ashy hands would kill me.
You're not cracking at
would you rather go bald or never be able to get another haircut? Rather never be able to get another haircut. You have dreadlocks.
I'm already going bald. What the fuck? So 22. I'd rather go bald.
Than never be able to get another haircut? And then you just have like Stevie Wonder dreads?
Fuck.
Why would I just never want to be able to get a haircut again?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I didn't know you were going bald. That's why I said I would just think you would rather just keep it going. Right? He already has a lot. Why wouldn't you just keep it going?
Yeah, that's what some people do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you would rather go bald.
Because it's already going.
I guess.
Fuck it. I've accepted it.
Is your dad bald?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Damn. We honor both of our scrotums.
No, because I'm like, maybe it's hereditary type of thing. Because you're young, 22, to be going bald.
His cranium, my cranium. How do we get on craniums? My shit's out of there. His shit's out of there.
Clearly isn't important to someone
this
like
is,
me.
This is some unfortunate shit, okay? I'm 22. My shit should not be going.
Your shit's out of there.
But that's what I'm saying. If your dad is the same way, then that's...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
My uncle's shit's out of there, too, though.
Yeah, that's... So if everyone in your family... This is then it's hereditary.
That shit's hella funny. Out of there. He said, out of there. Where is it going? Where'd it go? Where?
That shit's going further.
You guys are so sensitive. The older we get, I guess the more sensitive people are getting about their hairlines and shit.
My shit good. 29.
Like,
I didn't take it personal. I know my shit. Hey, listen.
Look, I couldn't even tell. Look, this is a question on the list.
Yeah, we didn't make these questions.
I didn't make these up on the spot.
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's go to the next one then.
See, we're not bagging, man. Nigga. We didn't
he's
even not right. know.
He's okay.
Shout out to the nigga at the Seahawks game.
Would you rather? Right, next time, can you check if they're balding first before you have me ask this question?
Hey, you got any health conditions, nigga? Pre-existing injuries.
Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly for one day?
Completely invisible.
Yeah, for sure.
Mischief.
Me too. I would.
Most definitely.
I'm socking niggas.
No, I'm stealing. I'm stealing. I'm out of there.
I'm socking niggas.
I'm not going to fund nobody.
Hard.
I'm getting all the banks.
I mean, exactly.
I got a schedule.
I'm getting all the money.
You feel me?
24 hours?
You feel me?
Yeah, all I'm staying up. I'm popping a molly.
Okay. First of all, how you going to get around?
What?
If you're riding around a scooter, nigga just gonna see a scooter. You're gonna be driving a car. Nigga's gonna be calling the police. Oh, this car is driving by itself.
Invisible, you could be on foot.
You're gonna have to hop on the bus, nigga.
Get some tents. Fuck that. Get some tents and put a dummy doll.
You have to hop on the bus. Hop on the bus for free.
You're invisible. Are you? Never mind. It's too much. Okay.
You're gonna be ass naked. You can't walk around with a FUBU jersey on. Niggas gonna fucking see you.
No one can see you. Who cares if you're naked?
You're gonna be ass naked.
No one can see you.
It's gonna be cold as shit. Because you can still feel the conditions. Like, it's because you're invisible. I mean, nigga. You're gonna be warm, nigga.
You always mess up the question. Would you rather be able to travel to the future for 10 minutes or to the past for an hour? Any time in the past for an hour or any time in the future for 10 minutes?
Damn.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weigh it out, young fella.
That can go any way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you asking in the past, like, for an hour? Like, what part of the past?
You
I could only go 1 hour back.
No, anywhere. Back.
Anywhere for 1 hour.
Nigga, you can go to 1937.
In the future for 10 minutes.
Yep, anywhere in the future for 10
minutes. Yeah, in the past future? For hour.
Past for hour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't do it, nigga. Oh, yeah. This is me. Listen. Compared to the past, don't do it.
I'm dead.
Would you rather have 3 thumbs or...
what?
Or 3 nostrils?
3 thumbs or 3 nostrils?
You gonna be one smelling ass nigga.
Not 3 noses, though.
3 nostrils, just, yeah, extra nostrils.
Yeah. I'd rather have 3 thumbs. Don't fuck up my face.
Right? Where's the lighter at?
You gotta hide the thumb.
Okay. Would you rather only be able to eat meat, but you can't?
You said
you
can
hide your thumb.
You can't hide that dirt. I'm sure money.
That shit's hella ugly.
Niggas
gonna
see that.
Oh,
God. Nigga, damn.
Would you rather only be able to eat meat, but you gain no weight, or be vegan, but you be fat?
Eat meat, but you gain no weight.
Would you rather give up the internet for 5 years or your sight for 6 months?
Say that again.
The internet for 5 years or your sight for 6 months?
The internet for 5 years. I would give up the internet for 5 years. I don't want to not see for not know, motherfucker.
I might need to do that. First of all, I can't see already. Secondly, I need to see who really fucks with me.
Over.
Yeah, your life could drastically change for the better. In 5 years, you off the internet. You just
what the fuck? Anybody could just be productive.
Don't nobody know where you at and shit all the time.
5 years.
5 years.
No internet.
You gotta have other niggas
so
on the internet
like no
for you.
Smart TV or anything.
I'm not. No.
Damn. That's
no Netflix.
Fun. No Xbox. Ooh.
You can play Xbox. Suit. It's just not live.
I can't do that. It's boring.
<You're> bougie. Can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. All right. This is the last game. Name the first thing. Name one thing. Name first slash one whatever. First thing you do when you wake up and your girl is holding your phone.
Do you hold my best friend,
your
friend, nigga? You hold my nigga?
And he's holding your friend?
What?
I don't know if it's... Anyway, I'm gonna skip that one. First thing you buy if you win the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
First thing you say when you meet a new chick.
it depends on the moment, cause I'm coming from the hip, just off anyhow. It's just coming. So it might be high or whatever. It might be anything. I'm just saying I'm going with it.
It just depends.
Yeah, it just depends. I don't got just no routine way, just the same way every time. You feel me?
Right.
You don't know what the moment might be.
Biggest.
I'm coming.
Do you know Baby James? Do you know Baby James?
James
Carey.
You think it's that got me too high? Is
there from the South end?
No, CD. Blue faces in the road, you look like him.
I know Baby James from the South end.
He's from the city.
I know.
Oh, you know.
From the South end.
It's like, yeah,
was, not your body.
That nigga ain't see that. Gassed you on accident.
Not like that. I was trying to see if you knew. I'm trying to describe him, like maybe if you know. Anyway, first thing you do when you get pulled over. Really?
you ain't heard the fuck with me heavily?
What do you say on it?
Fuck with me heavily.
What do you say on it?
Dude, if I see the red and blue, bitch, I'm going on high speed. Hey, she fuck with me heavily. Fucking bitches and bitch, I swear to God.
He said I'm going on high speed.
So we know stuff.
Hey, listen, I don't be off that no more, though. You feel me? I ain't. You know, I'm just, you know.
Oh, shit. I feel like I've had this for a long time.
Listen. No, I'm doing this music, though.
You know? He keeps saying this. That might be the name of the episode.
Yeah, for real.
Doing this music with T2 Struck.
For real. You know?
For real. Yeah, I feel you.
We ain't. Hey, listen, don't go on no high speeds. All right. kids.
First thing you do when you wake up.
Don't do that. You're supposed to go brush your teeth and shit and do all that, but I be looking at my phone. The first thing I do when I open my eyes, I'm not gonna lie, I grab my phone.
Where's my phone at?
That's the first place you're... I mean, I don't know who don't.
Yeah, no. That's pretty much...
There's some people who don't, though. Different got really different routines, but...
This nigga,
some of them people be off.
You're really over there on Facebook. I'm a sucky man. First thing you wish for from a genie.
No.
No wishes from a genie?
I don't know. Make me the richest motherfucker ever. Do that.
Name one thing you lied to your ex about.
I'm not answering that one.
you're not from Seattle if... Finish that sentence.
If you don't know no Backstreets, period.
Cool. I like that.
That's a good one.
I know all the Backstreets. Anywhere.
From here to Tacoma.
Okay. We're about to freestyle. Ready? Well, you're about to freestyle. I ain't about to do shit.
Let's get it, Nelly.
You ready? Yeah. You forgot you had... Look, we be doing that. Get hella high.
Oh, we forgot to tell you. Don't get that high.
The freestyle's at the
beat's in the email.
I got it right here.
Oh, nigga, you're filthy. Nigga, under your... Poe, nigga. Don't play. Go to all the games. Nigga, it's good. Ooh, girl.
This is a Mac and Nelly exclusive.
It's D2, why you hating? I'm just trying to make it. All kind of setbacks in my closet, I ain't gotta fake it. They transferred me to Colin Bay, nigga was almost naked. Whole ride, I'm hearing it's activated and nigga shanking. Mainline was hella sweet, fuck a he say, she say. Talk about the next nigga like a check bigger, but we all eating these trays. Poking out his chest more, cause his gun bigger, but it only take one mistake. I ain't gotta move out, get six on him, that's a half dozen with a steak. Said he want beef, nigga. I be really in the streets, nigga, but they want me to stop. Went from drunken in the van, then I told the gangland, man, that come with a lot. Mama couldn't understand, but that's just the odds when you go away from your pops. 90s, baby, but I'm really with it like the 80s, boy. I got respect from the ops, homies mad at me about it. With niggas game struck, they don't sneak on the top. I'm the one that's trying to get us on top. Go to me, yeah, she go for me, and they spoke for me, but never pull up and pop. Hate to see a nigga up, love to see a down. Watch a nigga bounce back off account smash. Bitch be calling my phone, she see the account back on, got that. I be ripping, running roads, man, who shut the track down on, got that. Fatty got the XD, when he hit the 10, I wouldn't even doubt that. Slap a nigga, he can get his clout back. I was the one who was in the jam, never fold, never told, nigga. Told 1, 2, 3, move, nigga, then you know, nigga. I'm the one really stressed, niggas beat him down if he threw the wrong signal. Keep your eyes on your own niggas, keep a grip on your own pistol. DOC, I can't tote a gun, but it's movement, he could get his issue. 40 digger through a nigga tissue. I'm empty, nigga, wanna ride the wave. Hold it down, just another day. I smoke about it, and I'ma pray. She jig about it, that's another day. Drug life, tryna make a way. If it ain't trapping, then it's cooker K. Stuff a wood, nigga, put a eighth. Real nigga all in your face. Real niggas ain't gotta say. Like, what's a real nigga anyway? Like, what's a real nigga anyway? Feel me?
Yeah.
Hey. So you gotta sing some for us, cause we know you can sing. I was expecting you coming here and singing. I ain't even gonna lie.
That nigga came here gassing.
You want an acapella or some shit? You feel like singing?
Sing a hook.
Oh, you ain't gonna sing.
And she asked me why I write with this pole, cause I don't trust a soul, no. Unless you're trying to pay me a fee, then you can hit the road, She asked me why I write with this pole, cause I don't trust a soul, no. Now why niggas hating me fall, they know I'm about to blow. And ask me why I write with this right with this phone.
I made him sing after he just did a freestyle. Sorry.
That was the first ever nigga that freestyle is nice. Sing.
That's right. That's the first. McAnally first.
That's going to be a moment. That's nice. A McAnally moment right there.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Ooh, I just said,
that was just some more shit. That's, that little song's called Ride With This Pole. It's on SoundCloud.
All right.
Check it out.
Anything else you want to say?
Man,
you guys definitely go follow him. Go check him out.
Yeah, tune in. Tune all the way in. D2 Strug Life on Instagram. D2StrugLife.com. Facebook, D2 Strug Life. Everything. SoundCloud.
Tap Apple in, Music.
Support, share. Apple Music. All platforms. Spotify. All that. You feel me? I'm showing love. Tap in. You feel me? We could put something together. I ain't one of the funny niggas, you know? I'm gonna respond. Get at me.
You
can pop it, all that. You feel me? I'm showing love to whoever's showing love back. And even if you ain't showing love, it's all love. You feel me? It's not a competition with me. I do it because I love it. So, you feel me? Fuck with me and I fuck with you back.
Nice.
100. You know?
Nice.
All the way.
100, nigga.
Strap. You're so annoying.
Good shit, man. Appreciate you coming through to this motherfucker.
Definitely. What the fuck?
What's next?
Are we gonna skip segments today?
Yeah, let's skip segments.
My pet peeve is you guys, or maybe it's myself.
All I was gonna say is for MUU, shout out to the nigga from Beauty and the Beast, because he made ugly niggas think they had a chance. Because we was talking about Disney movies, and it just got me thinking, like, that nigga from Beauty and the Beast. He the first ugly nigga to really thrive that I seen, you know what I'm saying? He's really like MUU.
I'm thinking OG. Of a new segment. Look at my photos. I'm thinking of a new segment. I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm thinking of a new segment, too. I've been thinking
what
of a couple.
The streets.
McAnally's ear to the streets.
They don't want me to get started.
We might have to start talking about send us some Seattle gossip to the email.
We have Seattle Love and Hip Hop. For real.
Somebody will run up on me, nigga. Come on, dog. Man, look.
Let's do local music. Local music. We're gonna do an unreleased track from D2. You ready? Oh, you sent it to me. I'm looking at you. He's looking like, bitch. I sent it.
I got a pic. It's in the group chat. My nigga Junior B scans.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it.
Okay. And then we'll do whatchamacallit next. Okay. That's your pick?
Yep.
Okay. Say it again.
Junior B scams.
School. I sold my first piece to the earth.
That weed.
I used to smoke with my cousins.
My cousins.
The bros that was smoking on dirt.
That dirt.
I got hot and I fucked on a bitch.
Bitch.
Feeling drained, gotta call out of work.
Nigga.
Had to stop missing my shifts.
My shift.
18, now I'm paying my rent.
My rent.
I need to boost up my rank.
My rank.
Chuck E. Cheese ain't where it is.
Uh-uh.
My nigga said you got a bank.
A bank.
You scared
bank.
To convince you a bitch.
Nigga.
I ever follow each step to a T. And then soon you'll be living like this.
Swipe and buy me everything in this room. Louis Gucci and Fendi too. Got a Saint Laurent jacket, belt to go match, new red bottoms, but I ain't Pablo. Swipe and buy me everything in this room. Louis Gucci and Fendi too. Got a Saint Laurent jacket, belt to go match, new red bottoms, but I ain't Pablo.
Yeah, I like him.
That shit's hard.
Yeah.
It's
nigga
Junior.
Nice.
Love nigga.
I see how you coming,
hold on,
boy.
Turn, let nice. That ride a little longer. Can we let it ride a little longer?
Free money with a lie. Credit cards, new accounts. Swipe. Hit them up, buy it all. You ain't looking at the price. Pop the tax, living fast. You just gotta get it right. Doing scams. Free money with a lie.
Thinking, man, should I take his advice?
Advice.
I was feeling too scared, I'm a pup. Plus the hoes that I know act too dumb. Probably gonna end up fucking it up.
Bitch.
You tripping, it's all in your mind.
But
one thing that I trust is my gut.
My
and I'm filled with a whole lot of pride.
That
don't mess when your pockets is touching.
Bro.
I won't fuss, I did this shit once. I can't lie, I had me some lust.
Some
I made me a couple of dollars, I hit Benny Hanna's to give me some lunch.
Yeah.
I'm finna hit up my mans. See if he need him some bucks.
Money.
Interruption on my car.
Yeah.
Said that my nigga ain't cuss from.
That punch, and that's why
I like that. That was nice. Okay, we're gonna do an unreleased track from D2, and it's called, which one did you give us?
Drill.
All right.
Drill on the camera, the club had them bandanas up. Base kids going hammer now. Nah, nigga, you can't stand with us. Put in work just to get where we at. Say you love me, baby, bring me a stack. Niggas hating, going get you a pack. And I got niggas that'll kill for that. Drill on them cameras, the club had the bandanas up. Base kids going hammer now. Nah, nigga, you can't stand with us. Put in work just to get where we at. Say you love me, baby, bring me a stack. Niggas hating, going get you a pack.
pack, and I got niggas that'll kill. So I had to get a nigga really work. Bitches been tearing at a nigga's shirt. I don't see clean nigga, but it's perp. Make him a last nigga, I need first. 40 cal, put his ass in the dirt. Don't talk about it, you ain't did it for certain. I know niggas live and die to murk. Mama's crying, she can't take it, she hurt. Got on mine, but that bitch looking hella fine. So she only good for hook. No ass on my chest, these bitches, they can't get a dime. You ain't playing with no rookie. Still go peace, they just stay with the big piece. And my brother put them cooks. Said I gotta move like assassin. I'll be too active, they might try to cook. The cook up is real. I had to get back in the field and plan out the kill. Then we get back to the field. Whole squad got the business for real. Whole squad money rash for real. Mama still taking drafts for real. Pray to God she get on for that shit so she can come and see this bag for real. Drill, drill on no camera. The club had them bandanas up. Base kids going ham enough. Nah, nigga, you can't stand with us. Put in work just to get where we at. Say you love me, baby, bring me a stack. Niggas hating, go and get you a pack. And I got niggas that'll kill for that. Drill, drill on them cameras. The club had the bandanas up. Base kids going ham and nah, nigga, you can't stand with us. Put in work just to get where we at. Say you love me, baby, bring me a stack. Niggas hating, go and get you a pack. And I got niggas that'll kill for that. D2 with the tunes, another move for the blues. Hey, hey, I never give up the cash. You big mad, I won't trick on the rats. Hey, thinking he wanted the gas. My little brody sending shots to his ass. Hey, I never give him a pass. Hey, watch how he trap on the ass. Hey, I'm trying to get to the hundreds with 32.
Oh. You do all your own melodies? Like, you don't got nobody helping you with the, like, the melody? Like, the, what the fuck am I trying to say? The octaves? You doing all them joints on your own, putting them different? Like, the fuck am I trying to say? I'm high, my man. I don't got a question for you now. I'm high.
I mean, I do what I do, and the engineer does what he do. You feel me? We work together. I tell him.
I'm saying, but you still got to put them there for them to even fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, yeah, before the engineer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know the different artists. Because I remember you was telling me you was in a choir and shit. So look at
I want his jacket. When you go out of that jacket, give it to me. I don't know how that works. I don't know if you guys grow out of stuff at this age. But anyways. So is that going to be on a new project?
That's going to be on the project that me and Bass Kids got coming.
Nice.
Bass
Kids.
Yeah.
I like how he produced
shit. That one. Bass Kids.
Yeah, Bring It Back, that shit's hard.
He produced that song?
That was his beat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be a nice
summertime
little
project. Summertime is coming out in the summer. It's the next summer.
He says summer.
Springtime. When's that coming out?
Not that long, is it? I'm in London. I ain't trying to die young, so I gotta ride with one. Stood 10 toes down in my Balenciaga.
I got other stuff. I got singles, you feel me? I don't know.
Yeah.
I might drop it sooner.
Take your time. Take
it. I don't want them to know when I'm dropping it, though.
Right.
That's how I'm going to drop it on.
Well,
episode
30. Thanks for coming
on. We finally got the 30, nigga.
You
fucking suck.
Big trail. Big trail. They got that big trail.
No, it's technically
32.
Thanks for coming on, Reese. I call you that.
Shout out to
Lil Bro. I'm so glad you're here.
Shout out to Intellect.
Shout out to Intellect. We are the fucking worst.
Shout out to Poe.
Shout out to McAnally.
Thank you.
Shout out to the Strug Life.
Yeah, of course. We're going to get about that. Yeah, that was the beginning.
We smoked unnecessarily.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
God damn.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
Okay. Thought of the day. Do we have a thought of the day? You have a thought of the day? Any of you guys?
Thought of the day. Fill that bag up right near.
Right now.
There you go.
What he said.
Right.
Well.
Peace, niggas.
Bye, niggas.
my bread up. I don't wanna die young.
I ain't tryna die young, so I gotta ride with one.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y. Yep.